Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 38. Hello Gopal, I identify as Enneagram type 5 and I'm working in computer science. I always loved my job, but I am not sure about that anymore. I am working on integrating anger and grief, doing honest sharing, not at workplace. And I feel better over time doing integration work and honest sharing. But I don't know what I actually want or like to do or like to be. It's like I'm waiting for anger and grief dissipating 100% before I can start to live again. Or might my load and intensity of repressed anger still be too high to be able to know or recognize what I actually want? Thank you so much for all your effort and work. What you describe as I always loved my job means most probably that this compensation for your suffering was successful. That means if we suffer, if we have pain and we do something that reduces the pain, we like it. But it still has not so much to do with life. Life is something else. Life is not compensating pain. But anyway, it was a good situation that you have found a place in the society where you get in contact and earn money and take part in the social life, although it is not the solution. And now you begin to realize that actually there's something weird with it, and that it's actually not what you want, that it's not fulfilling. It has saved you, but it's not fulfilling. So you write, but I don't know what I actually want or like. Yeah, this is the typical situation of developmental trauma, because the core needs had to be completely suppressed. And we do things to compensate. And if the compensation doesn't work so good anymore, then it's like loss of orientation. We don't know who we are, what we want, where to go, what's it all about. But actually, all humans have the same needs. We all want the same thing. And this is close relationships and contact and sharing what's inside of us. This is all we want. And this means for the nervous system, safety, and the possibility to reproduce. It's like that, very basic, very pure biology. Yeah. So that is what fulfills or makes this body-mind system happy. And when we say it activates the vagus nerve, and then from the point of this body-mind system, we have a great fulfilled life, if we have that. If we can establish that, real deep connections, deep relationships. If we cannot do that because of childhood trauma, because we have never experienced that, then we suffer and we have to compensate. Now you are in the middle of that. And that's why you say you don't know what you like. It's very simple. You just want contact and deep relationships and sharing what's there and hearing from someone else what's inside of him or her. That's all. And you cannot realize that by a job. You cannot realize that by finding the meaning of your life, or why you are on this planet. This is all mental stuff to compensate the emptiness because of the lack of contact. As soon as the contact is established completely, you don't need all these things on the outside, then you have just a happy life. Doesn't mean that there's no pain. It's fulfilling. It's not the suffering from unresolved developmental trauma. And this contact now, today, is always directly possible right now in this moment. You don't have to integrate, or you don't have to wait for integration, or you don't have to wait for your healing. No, this is not the point. It's about sharing what's there right now. This is the transformation. if you think that you have first to integrate or you're dissipating anger and grief, no, it's about sharing that to find people and at the end a partner with whom you can share everything that's going on inside of you. And you don't have to become different. You not even have to become healed. This is a paradox. Yeah, just to hear this information right now, everything inside of you is not a problem anymore. It was a problem for your childhood environment. But today you can search for another human who also wants to share what's inside of him or her. So you can start to live immediately. Don't wait a second. Don't postpone it. Live right now. And living right now means start sharing what's there right now, as deep as possible. Find a partner and deep your relationship. And deep any relationship according to the security that is there. Yeah. So you can also deep a relationship to your at your workplace, but not in the sense that you open up completely, but as much as it is possible and safe at this place for you. Yeah. So it's about deepening the connection to the world. And that means to other people. And this is what you are looking for. You cannot find it in jobs, in possessions, in power, in spirituality. You can only find it in the sharing with someone who is close to you. At least this is my experience. It's not about recognizing what you actually want. No, it's about sharing exactly these thoughts and the emotions that come with it. The solution is right there. This sharing what's there at this moment. This is the path and the solution at the same time.